there, Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Bob. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today we're talking with Mitzi McCall, who has voiced two similar characters on Adventures in Odyssey, Mrs. Sutton and Mrs. Kramer.
Mrs. Sutton was a character who liked wit, but didn't seem to like anyone else. And Mrs. Kramer, well, she doesn't really seem to like anyone, including Wooten.
Yeah, you know, that's the way she was in a Jones and Parker mystery that we ran in Clubhouse. But you know, Bob, today is probably the only time that we'll talk about Ed Sullivan, Alf, and Adventures in Odyssey in the same episode.
Yeah, Jess. In fact, this might be the first time in history that those three things have been tied together. Let's see how by chatting with Mitzi McCall.
Well, we're really excited to have Mitzi McCall on the podcast today. So welcome, Mitzi.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here and to be part of such an amazing production like Odyssey. It really is. It's wonderful.
Well, you've had many different experiences in show business over the years. And as we understand it, you started out doing comedy with your husband, Charlie Brill. So how did you get started as a comedian?
Well, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I went to the Pittsburgh Playhouse there when I was just a kid. And I think I sang a song, Who Threw the Overalls in Mrs. Murphy's Chowder?
Okay.
But, you know, I got a laugh out of it. And so once I got that first laugh, that's all I ever wanted to do was to make people laugh.
Were you a class clown in school, or was this more just... Okay.
Yes, I was in more trouble than you can ever imagine.
Well, when you and Charlie got started as an act together, Mitzi,
we met at the Jerry Lewis Comedy Workshop.
Yeah, I was curious about that.
Okay, well, so this was 1959 at Paramount Studios. There was a real cute boy in this class, and his name is, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Charlie Brill. And he asked, he didn't really ask me out. His version of this is that he said to me, you know, a bunch of us go up on the Sunset Strip and we sit around the piano, and would you like to do that? And I said, yeah, it sounds like fun. You can pick me up at, 8 o'clock. And when he came to my door and I walked out to the car, there was another girl there.
Oh.
And I went, excuse me. You know how arrogant you are when you're young, I think. You know, I said, take this girl home and then come back for me. I'm not going out with another girl. I mean, that's ridiculous. And his story is that he said to the girl, who was his girlfriend at the time, I'm going to marry that girl, so I hope you won't be mad at me, but I am going to go back for her. And, I mean, if you want to leave or have me drive you home, that's okay, because I'm going to marry that Mitzi McCall.
Wow, that's quite a love story. I love that.
I'm very, very, very blessed. And I won't say lucky, because I think it's a little deeper than luck. It's a blessing to find your, you know, life partner. And that's what I have. And, you know, that's not to say, you know, we go singing and harmonizing every day. We don't. I mean, we're, you know, kind of normal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least I'm normal.
Right.
I can't swear for him. I mean, please.
It sounds like there's a lot of laughter in your home, and obviously you bring a lot of comedy. So how have you worked in your comedy experience into your roles in Adventures in Odyssey?
Well, I'm an actress, you know, so I have that chromosome or whatever it is in me that I kind of envision how, like, say, Mrs. Kramer would be or any part that I do.
Well, from the very beginning, Mitzi, you had some challenges, and I think our older listeners will be fascinated by one in particular that may have really bonded you and Charlie in a way. The two of you appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show in February of 1964 with some very famous co-stars. In fact, 74 million people watched the show that night, the biggest TV audience ever. Tell us how you got on the show and what happened.
Well, we got on the show because we had agents and managers who probably had an in with the Ed Sullivan Show, and they said, how about this young comedy team that we handle? We were very excited to go on the Ed Sullivan Show. I mean, it was right out of Bye Bye Birdie, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
So we got to New York, and all the streets were cordoned off, and people were hysterical and carrying on because of the Beatles. Now, we didn't know who they were. Why? because the Beatles at that time were more for kids.
Okay.
And we did the show, and it was a nightmare to us. I couldn't even hear them. They were screaming.
Oh, yeah.
And when I ad-libbed something, I mean, if you see the tape, I said, I was backstage, and you know what? I stepped on a Beatle. They went berserk. They went berserk.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Anyhow, as far as I was concerned and Charlie was concerned, it was a nightmare. And, you know, as you have a tendency to do when you're young, you give it a little more importance, perhaps, than it needed to have. You know, this is terrible. I hate the Beatles, like that, you know?
Right, right. Well, Mitzi, when I heard your story, it really inspired me because we all go through tough times. Very rarely are we going to endure that kind of a disappointment in front of 74 million people.
Can you imagine it?
How did enduring that situation impact your relationship in those early years of marriage?
It was tough because when I would get down, he would be there for me. And when he would get down, I would walk out the door and say, handle it yourself. No, I was there for him. I would, you know, and when something like that does happen, it makes you closer.
Yeah.
I guess the good Lord above wanted us to go through this because we did.
Mm-hmm.
And we came out the other end, and we have gratitude that we were there.
Yeah. And it's a huge part of history and that you can look back. And you acted with your husband in a number of other projects.
Oh, yes.
So how is it different acting with your spouse than maybe acting with somebody else?
It's very comfortable to act with your spouse. You can make mistakes or you can ad-lib something. And because you trust the person so much, he will tell me, that doesn't work, go back to what it really says, you know, to what we rehearsed. It's very comfortable to work with Charlie.
Mm.
Patience is a biggie, you know. I still have to ask for patience because I want it done yesterday. And that's not the way, you know. It's not in my time. And you don't know that when you're young. At least I didn't. You know what? One of the blessings in my life now is this show.
That's neat, yeah.
Honestly, you probably know what a wonderful set this is. You know, when we go to work and there's such nice people and they're so nurturing. I'm not talking about phony. Love you, babe. Oh, yeah, you're terrific. Oh, what a beauty. You know, not
right,
that.
Right.
But like, honest to goodness, that was good. That's good going, Mitt. I hope I don't sound too needy because, well, I am.
But, yeah. You know, I think having met a lot of the different actors from the program over the years on this podcast, I think our fans understand just how gracious they are. And, you know, you, of course, were brought in to play a character who could be extremely nice to some people and pretty grumpy to others.
Yes.
They're probably going to want to know, how close is that to Mitzi? You sound like a very sweet person.
You know what? I'm both. I can be very, very, you know, I mean, I sound like I'm tooting my own horn, and I don't want to do that. I am, you know, I've lived a lot of years, and I'm very grateful for the lessons I've learned, and I can also turn on a dime, because, well, I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm. You know, you said you didn't want to toot your horn, but we want to, because you're not only a great actor, but you've been a writer on several TV shows that were really popular, Charles in Charge and Elf, who were, I mean, loved them both.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that fun? And Small Wonder. I love doing that.
Well, the scenes with Mrs. Kramer are often an adventure to record because there is a lot of ad-libbing. How do you decide when to ad-lib and when to stick to the script in the moment?
You don't know, really. You just try it out, and if you get a reaction in the room, you know, with the other actors, or, you know, then you know you're on the right track. But a lot of times it's like, not mm-hmm. right. You just know. It's like something inside of you knows that it's right or it's over the top or, you know. And I love being directed. I love it. Because, you know, we don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And the Odyssey directors, they've just been with the show so long, and they just have these insights that really help bring up the level of performance of the actors.
That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
Every time I leave Odyssey, I go, please have me back, please have me back.
What led you into voice acting? Because like you said, you were on stage, you were a stand-up, TV, yes. All that stuff.
And writer? Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what made you do the transition?
When I was very young, Stan Freberg, who was top of the line, comedic, voiceover, wonderful human being, called my agents, I guess, and they got in touch with me to go and audition for him, and I did. He told me that I was very good at that, and that I could do like a lot of little things like that, but that's in the day that when you were a chipmunk or something like that. You know, now I have to relearn everything that I was taught and just be me. Mm-hmm. That's kind of hard to get that concept when you were like a voiceover person and they hired you because you could do all those crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
And now they just want you to kind of be you, which in a way is what I do in Odyssey. I just do a version of who I am.
Right.
Oh, but the writing is good. And so you can sink your teeth into it.
That's right.
Well, I love it. And I don't know who is the one who has that eye for talent, but there are so many talented people that I've worked with on that show. It's like unreal. They're fabulous.
They are.
Fabulously talented people.
Now, do you have a favorite actor or actress that you work with on the show?
I like them all. I could never, you know, choose. See, that's another thing. When you get to work in a situation like Odyssey, because everyone is so nurturing, it's your pleasure to give back what you have been given.
But it is a treat to be able to watch all of the actors work in that room together and play off each other and just build that camaraderie in the family that is Adventures in Odyssey.
Yeah, it is an adventure. This is what actors kind of like secretly pray for. To be in that kind of an environment. I know it is for me, anyhow.
Oh, Mitzi, it has been such a pleasure to Thanks. Talk with you today and to hear your
Thank
story
you.
And to see from the Ed Sullivan Experience all the way to Odyssey how you have bounced back and then some, you and Charlie, and we
Thank
wish you,
you
only the best.
You're so sweet, honey. Thank you.
You can hear Mitzi in the episode Mistaken for Good on album 55, The Deep End. It's available now on CD or digital download at our website, witsend.org/podcast.
Plus, Mitzi will appear on the exclusive Odyssey Adventure Club episode, Like a Good Neighbor, in a few months. You can find out more details about the club on our website.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Our website again is witsend.org/podcast, or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.